This is WKSU's Shuffle. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz. A young Cleveland band is introducing a new sound to Northeast Ohio. The Sonderbombs' ukulele-infused punk songs are attracting a growing fan base. For this week's Shuffle, I talked to lead singer and ukulele player Willow Hawks. The Sonderbombs formed when 21-year-old Hawks met guitarist Jimmy Wilkins at a concert, and for a while, it was just the two of them.
Me and Jimmy, like, jammed a few times, and we really clicked. It was a connection that, like, as musicians, we hadn't really had with other musicians. So when it started, like, really working for us, we were like, okay, well, we have to do something with this. Like, we can't just let this go to waste. So we recorded End of My Days, like, as a demo. I think we recorded it in, like, a collection of people's bedrooms. And then we mixed it and, like, put it online with, like, when we started our Facebook page, so that, like, we immediately had some content. And I think that got us pretty far, because for over a year, we, like, only had two songs out on Bandcamp. Like, nothing on Spotify, like, or anywhere else, just on Bandcamp. And we were getting a lot of shows. Last year, you and Jimmy added bassist Jake Stevens and drummer Eric Heald. And now as a full band, you describe your sound as uke punk. Yeah. We make, like, punk, alternative type music. But I write all the songs on ukulele. Instead of, like, you know, two guitars, we have a uke. A lot of people are kind of iffy about it and don't really know how it's going to sound or, like, how they feel about it, because ukulele is, like, primarily just an acoustic instrument. I have gotten, like, a lot of criticism for playing ukulele. Not so much now that, like, we're a full band. When people, like, hear us now, they can, like, look us up on Spotify and, like, see that, like, it does work. But when I was first starting, like, especially dudes would be like, well, you know, you have to pick up a guitar if you want to start writing real songs. I feel like there is, like, definitely, like, a stigma around it being just kind of, like, a not serious instrument.
How did you take up the ukulele?
When I was 16, one of my best friends bought one for me for my birthday. Because she had a few, and I would, every time I'd be at her house, I would just, like, sit there and, like, try to teach myself how to play something. And so then when I turned 16, she bought me one for my birthday, and I just, like, have not stopped playing since then.
So you released a single recently called Switzerland.
Yes. I wanna move to Switzerland, where everything seems different, and all it takes to change.
The song is about leaving.
Yes. About escaping to a safer place. It's combined with, like, personal at-home problems, and that, you know, combined with the social climate, like, the political social climate of the 2016 election, like, and Switzerland is a neutral country.
Being in Cleveland or Northeast Ohio's music scene, what do you think about the community we have here?
For the most part, I have had, like, a really great experience. It's, like, constantly growing, and there are constantly new artists coming in and out, and so you get to meet a lot of people. Me and Jimmy had a very easy time. We met maybe two people, and then we started, like, going to more shows and stuff. So it's, like, very open. Everybody is like, hey, come to this, and, like, inviting, and there are a lot of towns that, like, in cities that are pretty exclusive. I think we're definitely really lucky that people have responded the way that they have to our music. I wanna
move. That's Willow Hawks of the Sonderbombs. The band is recording its first full-length album and has a handful of concert dates over the next month, including Saturday at Cleveland record store Wax Bodega. Shuffle is WKSU's weekly spin through Northeast Ohio's music scene. You can hear it Thursdays on Morning Edition.